Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey, health junkies. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I've been wanting to do this one for a long time. I'm going to be talking about my dad's experience in surviving a traumatic childhood and living into his 80s, and the secrets to living well into his 80s, and what he's done that he thinks helps to keep him healthy over the years. Now, he didn't want to be on a podcast. In fact, I had to explain to him over and over again what a podcast is. I'm not sure he understands. You'll hear, he was kind enough to do two little clips for us. So let's introduce my dad. I'll tell you when. Mm-hmm. Go.
What?
Say something.
Hi, I'm Bob Walden, and I'm here to tell you this is funny.
Why is it funny, Dad?
Because I don't like to talk to people on the phone.
You mean their podcast?
The what?
The podcast.
Podcast, is that what this is?
This is what it is. Oh. We are on a podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
Say hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good job. Hey, health junkies. You're in for a treat today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my dad's life and his story and how he keeps himself healthy in his 80s. Now, I thought his story was inspiring to me just because he's been through so much as a kiddo and in life and came so far. And I think maybe I can inspire a couple folks out there to keep going and stay healthy. So let me tell you a little bit about my dad. My dad's name is Robert Walden. He was born in 1936, and so he talks a lot about how life was coming off of the Depression. So he's got some really interesting components to his life, in addition to some serious traumas. So he's given me his list of what he thinks are the best tips for surviving a traumatic childhood and living into his 80s. So I'm going to give you some narrative on what he's told me, since he wasn't quite into me interviewing him on the podcast. So let's first talk about his childhood. His mom was pretty mentally unstable, and from what he describes, he would never say this, but I think she was bipolar. Sounds like she was sweet as pie. And literally, she was a baker. She loved to make cakes. And the biggest one that he always talks about is this lemon cake with this lemon frosting, which my cousin and I have tried to duplicate so many times, and we just can't get it right. He just never gives us the full seal of approval. So his mom was an amazing baker. But when she was mad, look out. Her temper could take over, especially if she was really, you know, fired up about something. My dad describes her as being just volatile in terms of she ripped up the carpet in their home one time because his dad was late. He would sometimes work late to try to make more money for the family, but she didn't like it if she had dinner on the table and he wasn't home. He talked about her taking the tablecloth and just whipping it off the table and food flying and dishes flying. So you can imagine that things were a little crazy. At one point, he said she was so mad she put his brother's head through a wall. So lots of trauma there. And a lot of things, I think, happened to that he's never even described to me, and that's okay. So my dad had an older brother, and he has a younger sister. His older brother died when he was 35 years old because the family has a very strong history of cardiovascular disease. In particular, my dad's dad, so my grandfather, he died when my dad was 8 or 9 years old. Of course, died of a heart attack. Now, unfortunately, my dad found his dad and his brother, my dad and my uncle, worked together. And unfortunately, my dad's witnessed both of those two have heart attacks. So he spent most of his life really worried about his heart. And the fact that he's lived to his 80s, he takes every day as being a blessing, because no other fellows in his family that were close to him lived past 40. So my dad was pretty impressed that He's now into his 80s. He never thought he would make it this far. And so he spent a lot of his life really trying to figure out what's going to keep him healthy. Now, I'm not talking about eating a lot of vegetables, and I'm not talking about having a gym membership. My dad's never had a gym membership. He worked himself to the bone outside every single day while he had an excavating and construction business, to the point where my mom and I would yell at him a lot about, hey, you have to eat. Hey, you should drink your electrolytes. Yeah, he just laughed us off. He was like, whatever, I'm moving. And he thought the secret was really keeping moving. Now, I'll give you all of his tips here in a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more about the trauma, because I talk a lot in this podcast about traumatic childhoods, how that creates stress and how that can affect us as we age, and in particular, the brain function. My dad's brain's pretty sharp, and I'll tell you why. And I think he actually outlined it for me, but I think that I agree with him. When growing up, he never had any role models because, well, if his dad died when he was 8 or 9 years old, he lost that role model there. From there, he bounced around between families that some of them wanted him, some of them didn't. He was treated pretty terribly in different homes and great in others. But no one really took the role of showing him the ropes in life. So my dad determined that he had to be inquisitive. He had to figure things out for himself. And to this day, when we go to a building, I can see the wheels turning in his head. He's trying to figure out how it was built. He's trying to figure out different things. He's the one that takes all day in a museum to figure out every single aspect of the museum. I believe we've spent countless hours in museums, maybe to my annoyance as a youngster, because he was trying to learn and learn and learn. And that's one of his big things. He loves learning and he's super inquisitive. And honestly, he never got past his sophomore year of high school. He dropped out because it was more important to him to put food on the table for himself and have a stable place to live. And he could do that at his age in the early 50s when he was in high school. Things are different now. Does he wish he went to college? No, he enjoys that he learned the trades. So he found a role model eventually to help him to learn construction and excavating. How did he do that? Well, he said he always was volunteering for things. He was always putting himself out there to learn more. And when he was in the Army in 1959, he said that he was noticed because of his inquisitiveness, because of his drive to learn. And he got a pretty sweet job, as he says, in the Army driving supply trucks. He said a lot of other people had to grind through the Army. He said he had to kind of cush because he basically stood up and showed this guy that he could work hard. And so it paid off for him. And so learning that, he found that, okay, now when I get out of the Army, my next thing is to find someone who I can volunteer my time and help to learn the trade. So he found a guy, and that's how he learned construction, excavating, concrete work, everything that had to do with building a structure. And so he just kept learning by watching and asking. Now I asked him, do you ever get down? Do you ever think about how crappy life was when you were younger? And you know what he said? He said, no, I never really dwell on it. He said, I just had to survive, and that survival took over. And the need to put something on the plate, the need to be able to have a stable place to live was stronger than sitting around and being depressed. He said he just had to do something. The other thing that he mentioned, which I find entertaining, let's put it this way, is that the Salvation Army Church was a big mentor for him growing up. Now, the reason I find this entertaining is not because it's a church or religion. It's because my mother was the most Catholic individual that I ever knew in my whole life. She probably should have been a nun, but she was a great mom. But she was so devout, and my father just pushed back quite a bit. He wasn't interested in religion and church. But having him say this and his twist on it was interesting. So he found that the church provided him the rules for living a sound life, meaning the Ten Commandments. He's always mentioned this over and over again as I've been growing up, and his favorite one is, you know, making sure that you treat others as you want to be treated. And he's done that. I don't think that there are very many people in our hometown that would say that my dad is not a good dude. I would be really surprised. So there you have it, the Ten Commandments. That's what he used as his role model for how to live, and then he just volunteered a lot, put himself out there, and kept being inquisitive. And that leads me into his tips in terms of how to live into his 80s. He, number one, thinks that you need to keep your mind sharp and challenge your brain. And I've already mentioned being inquisitive, but the other thing is that he was highly stressing that you need to set goals to do things better than the best guy. Now, my dad raced race cars as long as I can remember, pretty much I think as soon as he could drive. And in those days, he talks about driving cars as soon as 13, 14 years old. I'll tell you about that here in a second. But he said racing was a good challenge for his brain, in addition to thinking things through, trying to figure things out. He loves a good brain bender in terms of trying to figure things out. You know those questions in school? A train is going north at 35 miles an hour. The wind's blowing south at 15. At what time will that train arrive at X, Y, or Z station? Oh, I hated those questions. I didn't want to think that through. My dad eats those up. He will debate the daylights out of them. So challenging your brain is his number one thing that he thinks keeps you sharp as you get into your 80s. He's also an avid reader. He's a speed reader, I think. If there was a competition for reading, he would be number one on that list. We blow through books here like no other. Thank goodness for the free library here in our neighborhoods to pick up books and trade them out. And, oh, you should see his library card. It is well used. So reading and challenging your brain, number one. Number two is working hard outside. Now, one of the things he mentioned to me is, yes, he had a very active job. But a lot of guys in his industry who had active jobs would then go to the bar or go home and sit and watch TV and do nothing the rest of the evening but drink and watch the TV. He said boob tube, by the way. So, old school for TV. He is really highlighting to folks that it's important to keep moving, even if you do have a physical job. Don't go sit on your butt and do nothing. So working hard outside. The other thing he wanted me to mention is that all of his friends who had desk jobs are dead now. Just saying. And all of his friends who worked hard outside and then went home and gardened or went home and worked on a hobby, still alive. So that's what he's seen. Now, this leads into number three of the tips, getting a hobby. He has raced, as I mentioned, since he could drive. My dad has always been either working on a race car, working on someone else's race car, or tinkering with some type of thing that has an engine. He's fascinated with how engines work. He's fascinated with dialing in race cars. In fact, in my area, my dad is a little bit of a legend for setting up race cars. I have to think that some of my boyfriends that were race car drivers when I was in high school and a little bit beyond might have used me for my dad's knowledge on fixing race cars. Yeah, whatever. It's okay. But even to this day, my two cousins are racing and my dad goes and helps with setting up the race cars. Now, my dad, fun little fact, he was the two-time Badger Midget Champion in 1970 and 71. Now, if you know nothing about racing, you might be thinking, midget? He's a little guy, but midgets are race cars that run on dirt tracks, and they're predominantly smaller-engined race cars, but they can go pretty fast, and it's pretty fun. So, anyway, I grew up at racetracks. And I grew up with the enjoyment watching my dad figure out the race cars and set up the race car. And it set me up for really getting a really good insight into trying to be better than the best guy and really work hard to succeed in life, but also to work hard to figure things out. So back to those story problems that I hated, I still hate them. But I at least try to figure out a good challenge in my work. And that's why I think I enjoy being a doctor. It's much like being a mechanic. You're diagnosing things. You're trying to figure out what's wrong. And so my background, I think, watching my dad with the racing brought me to where I'm today. So you got to get a hobby that keeps you moving. With racing, you're up, you're down, you're underneath the car, you're moving. And if when you're at a race, there's so many things that are happening so fast. You're moving a lot and you're moving fast. And when you're working on the car as your hobby, you're also doing a lot of different movements, crouching down, squatting. These are things that our bodies need for proper joint movement. To this day, my dad will say, yeah, he has aches and pains. Yes, he's stiff in the morning. But as soon as he starts getting moving and doing his hobbies and his work, there's no pain. So something to think about in terms of getting older. Now, other hobbies that he recommends but he doesn't love, he thinks that folks should definitely work in their yards. My dad's a great gardener. Never had a garden while my mom was alive. Never touched the garden. Never went near it. We always had one. But that was my grandma's and mom's job. But once my mom died, my dad took over and started creating a pretty amazing garden. So that's pretty cool. Plus, he also started to tend to his grapes and his cherries and apple trees. The man made an apple pie last year. How cool is that? And the reason I say how cool is that is he never really cooked for himself much until my mom died. And so the fact that he's venturing into making jams and apple pies, I'm freaking impressed. So get a hobby that keeps you moving. As my dad mentions, it's something that he found with the friends that are still alive and doing well, whether it's running, whether it's boating, whether it's gardening. It's something to keep you moving. That's the key there. Now, the next thing is a little controversial, but we'll go with it. My dad thinks that one of the tips that's kept him living long is drinking beer. Now, he doesn't drink a heavy IPA. He drinks Miller Lite. If there's a rep listening to this from Miller Lite, my dad definitely would be your epitome of a Miller Lite fan. In fact, I just took a picture of him the other day. He had a Miller Lite shirt on, was drinking a Miller Lite with a Miller Lite hat. He's a rep. He's repping for him. But the thing he says about beer is that it's lighter. So he's not talking about IPAs. He's talking about light beers. He said that for some reason it helps with your social activity. So he was always working on his hobbies, drinking his beer after work. I don't think I've ever seen my dad not have at least 2 beers a day, which a lot of folks out there might be thinking that he's an alcoholic or something of that nature. I don't know. You can label it. But what he said is his friends that drink beer, light beers, in moderation are still alive. And his friends that hit the hard alcohol and the heavier beers consistently are not alive. So you put it together. Now, another tip that my dad really wanted to highlight is talking about telling jokes and playing. He's a jokester. He loves to make people laugh, but he also likes to laugh himself and goof off, kind of like me. So he likes to tell dirty jokes. And by that, I mean pig fell in a mud. He would always tell me pig fell in the mud, and that was his dirty joke. But he also gets into it, I'm sure, with his friends about jokes that I don't want to know about. Now, the other thing about my dad is his play. Since I can remember, my dad, at any given time, if there was enough space, would be walking on his hands, out of the blue. In fact, at most parties, he was playing with the kids, walking on his hands, jumping around, crawling on the ground. Even to this day, he plays with kiddos just as hard as they play with him. And it's a beautiful thing to watch because he's really mobile. He can crawl, he can jump, he can balance. And part of his play is that he believes that if you balance on one leg long enough, you're going to keep your balance better so you don't fall. And so he creates somewhat of a game with himself, and he will balance on one leg in the shower. He'll balance on one leg to put his pants on. He'll balance on one leg if you tell him to do it. So if you listen to any of my other podcasts, I talk a lot about neurostability and how I think it's really important to train your joints to balance you because your joints have more nerve receptors than your muscles do. And my dad is living that. And I'm going to admit that part of me gets it from him. He has no science background. I just have to put the sciencey words to it. And neurostability training is what my dad is recommending for folks. Balance and play. So, you've heard a little bit about my dad's history. You've heard about his tips. I'm going to put the tips on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. Just so you have them there. But to sum things up, what I've noticed about my dad compared to other folks' dads and older is that it doesn't matter how strict you are in terms of eating. My dad eats some junk food. He has a mad sweet tooth. He drinks beer. He definitely doesn't cook five-star meals for himself, and I fight with them about how many veggies he eats. In fact, he has 11 teeth in his mouth. He has terrible dental health. Not because he doesn't take care of his teeth. It's just a hereditary thing as well. But I think the core of what he's saying and what I see is the movement, keeping moving. A lot of people complain to me about why they have extra weight, why they can't drop weight. You can't just work out an hour a day and then sit at a desk or watch TV and not move. You need to keep moving. And I think what we've lost over the years in terms of our human race is the ability to get outside and move. A lot of us are stuck to our computers. And so I'm hoping that when you're listening to these podcasts, that you're out walking, that you're out playing, that you're moving and just helping to keep your joints and body healthy. Because when the body loses the ability to move, we really decline in our health. A couple podcasts ago, I interviewed my coach and good friend, Meredith, about her training with the Primal process. And so it's Primal Health Training with Mark Sisson. He's Mark from Mark's Daily Apple. And really the background on it is primal ways, meaning what helps us to live and survive to older ages and not be carrying all this weight and not be unhealthy. And really what I think is the secret to living a long, healthy life is moving, and moving in different ways, not just walking, not just, you know, banging out a workout at the gym with all the machines, really going back to our childhoods and playing. The other side of it with my dad, and something that I should mention before I close out the podcast, is that he's thin. He's not a heavy guy. He's never been overweight. And he just doesn't stuff himself. He doesn't eat to excess. And I would probably add that as one of his tips, even though we didn't fully highlight that for him. But he has some digestive issues. And so that's one of the things that's kept him from overeating, because he just feels so uncomfortable. But I do think that it's been important and probably one of the key factors that's kept him living healthy when his genetics couldn't save him. So meaning my dad's had a quadruple bypass surgery. He's also had his thyroid removed due to thyroid cancer. And that was 10 years ago. And you know what? I think he is healthier now than he was even then, because he just keeps moving and doesn't eat too awful much, doesn't stuff himself. So in the wellness industry, where we're putting things out there where different foods are bad, this is bad, avoid that, don't do this, don't do that, and it's confusing everybody, and I think we're getting brain damage just from what the wellness industry is putting out there. I think one of the big things to think about in terms of longevity is movement. Eat your food that you like, but always try to get in some veggies, things of that nature, and don't overstuff yourself. Everything in moderation. My dad has definitely lived that way. And yes, he doesn't have a lot of teeth in his mouth, but that's a family history thing. Thank goodness my teeth are still good. And lack of dental care, you know, he came from his childhood, as you know, was not so great. But still, lack of dental care is not a good thing. It definitely does lead to early mortality. But let's just put it out there. Take care of your teeth and keep moving. Everything in moderation. There you have it. If you've been enjoying my podcast, please give me a rating on iTunes just so more people can find me and we can get the word out about healthy living and ways to keep yourself nice, healthy, and sane as you get older. Okay, Dad, close out the interview for us.
Thanks for listening to my story.
Well, there you have it, folks. You've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausend.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.